From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a national-wide day of mourning Monday for victims of the crash of a Russian plane that plunged into the Black Sea Sunday with 92 people on board, including a popular military choir. Putin said Sunday he expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the victims and the citizens who died in the plane crash in the Black Sea. He has also ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He added that everything will be done to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after leaving the resort town of Sochi, bound for an air base in Syria. Authorities say some bodies have been recovered. There is no indication what might have caused the crash. There was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday at his cabinet meeting that the Israeli government and the United States administrations have agreed over the decades that the UN Security Council was not the place to resolve their issue about Israeli settlement expansion in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. A resolution on reining in Israeli settlement building passed Friday at the Security Council after the U.S. chose not to veto the resolution. Outraged at the Security Council vote, Mr. Netanyahu has ordered his government to stop funding 5 U.N. institutions. And Russian and Syrian fighter planes continue airstrikes in rebel-held areas, with at least 5 people killed outside Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in the rebel-held Idlib province. The Syrian army took control of Aleppo last week, but large portions of the suburban areas remain under rebel control. This is VOA News. Thousands of Christians gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Robert Berger was there.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror attack at a Christmas market in Berlin, are on high alert as Christians gather at Europe's churches and cathedrals to celebrate the Christmas holiday with prayer and song. Europe has seen a sharp rise in terrorist attacks in the past 13 months, starting with the Paris attacks last November that left 130 people dead. A powerful typhoon has made landfall in the eastern Philippines. The Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Noctin, with gusts of 235 kilometers per hour, struck Sunday evening on a remote island. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters are warning about possible huge waves, floods, and landslides. Noctin is expected to reach densely populated areas of the Philippines, including the capital Manila, in the coming hours through Monday. President-elect Donald Trump says he intends to dissolve his charitable foundation, which is currently under investigation in New York State, in an effort to avoid any conflicts of interest before he takes office next month. Trump gave no timeline for closing the Donald J. Trump Foundation. But a spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office told Reuters news agency the president-elect cannot shutter the foundation while the investigation is ongoing. In October, the New York Attorney General ordered Trump's charitable foundation to immediately stop soliciting contributions because it was not registered in the state to seek public donations. And a teenage blogger from Singapore has applied for a political asylum in the United States after being detained last week in Chicago. 18-year-old Amos Yee is in federal custody while awaiting a federal immigration court proceeding. Yee was jailed twice this year on charges of offending Christians and Muslims with his online activities. He is also due to be called up for a mandatory military service in Singapore. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.